Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching is entitled, Jesus Saves, Calls, Touches, Heals, and Sets Free.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One Sabbath day, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been possessed by a spirit that left her enfeebled. She was bent double and quite unable to stand upright. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, Woman, you are rid of your infirmity. And he laid his hands on her. And at once she straightened up and she glorified God. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. I think if I was that woman whose story was being told in today's gospel, I would want to be invisible. Yet what do we notice about Jesus? It is the Sabbath, and he is teaching in the synagogue. However, typical of who he is, he sees the woman and calls her to come to him. Now, even that is not enough. He then touches her with healing and sets her free. How often in the Gospels do we see Jesus seeking out the disabled and the disadvantaged, the marginalized? Despite the adversities of Jesus, imagine how this woman's life must have changed in that encounter. From never being able to look into the eyes of another, she can now stand tall and see. Prior to this experience, people would not have noticed her, or if they did, their eyes would have been averted with embarrassment, and they would begin to feast on what was not disfigured. You see, the sight of a disabled person can remind us of our own vulnerability. A woman incapacitated is rejected because of our prejudice and our fears. Our culture is not designed to accommodate those so different, yet Jesus sees her. Will we see in this so-called disfigured woman a graced opportunity to enlarge in our own crippled hearts and recognize the call of Jesus to be free, to walk tall, glorifying God? Will our own infirmity call us to give praise and thanks to God, who alone gives us the freedom to trust He is the giver of all good gifts? Yes, God invites us to stand tall in who we are, in our own infirmity. So now I know I am that crippled woman, and like her, Jesus sees me, calls me, touches and heals me, and sets me free. And of course I will give God the glory. Just as the bent over woman gained a whole new perspective of herself and the world after Jesus healed her, so may we find that our self-image and our worldview change when we experience the love and the power of God's grace. Let us listen again to Jesus as he says, "Ought not this woman be set free from this bondage?" Amen.